Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really do love Thursday mornings here. Again, we get closer to Friday and we get to talk to Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, about senior health. Good morning, Dr. B. How are you?
I'm good, Tommy. How are you doing?
I am outstanding. Thank you, sir. Thyroid disease affects 27 million Americans, but more than half are undiagnosed. And if you don't know what exactly the thyroid is, like me, or if you're at risk for the disease and maybe you don't know it, Dr. B is here to explain more. Doc, what is the thyroid? And what does it do?
Yeah, a lot of people don't really know what the thyroid is, but it's a very important gland in your body. It actually sits on your neck, on the front part of your neck, really kind of just above your shoulders. And the purpose of that organ is to produce hormones, which are chemicals secreted by glands that work like messengers to tell the body what to do. And what the thyroid is responsible for is really the body's metabolism. Metabolism is so important because it's what helps us turn our food into energy. And it also can control other functions in the body, things like regulating temperature, growth and development, and especially our energy rate. So that's why it's so important.
And weight loss or gain too?
Yeah, definitely. In fact, problems with the thyroid can actually cause issues with your weight.
So who is at risk for thyroid disease?
So we always kind of watch for symptoms in women, especially, and especially those who are approaching or in menopause. So age is actually another factor, especially people who are over 50. The other groups that we worry a little bit about are people who smoke or have exposure to tobacco, and then also people who have been exposed to radiation. And that could be for a lot of different reasons, you know, frequent chest x-rays, you know, certain jobs that get radiation exposure can cause that. And then the other big one is really either over or under consumption of iodine. Iodine is found in seafood. It's actually in the salt that we eat and some vegetables. And the thyroid actually produces hormones by utilizing that iodine. The other group, obviously, is anybody who has a family history of endocrine disorders or thyroid disorders.
If so many people are affected, why is it? It seems like a pretty common thing, but yet it's misdiagnosed?
Yeah, a lot of times it is misdiagnosed because the symptoms are subtle and they happen real slowly over a long period of time. So they kind of slowly cause these complications in the body that can be difficult to identify. So that's why it's really important to make sure you talk to your doctor about any symptoms that, you know, that you just don't think are normal, because that may trigger them to look for some issues that are going on in your thyroid.
One thing that people get confused about is hyper and hypothyroidism, and what's the difference? We'll address that when we come back with Dr. B. Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, talking about senior health, specifically thyroid disease. This morning, 8:20 now. It's time for traffic on WWL. 8:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday morning, October 22nd, 12 days until Election Day. Early voting underway already for the day in Orleans and Jefferson and other areas. And if, for whatever reason, you happen to be listening on the Radio.com app, and you have the time to text us on the Mortgage Financial phone and text line, 504-260-1870, with your location and what kind of wait time you're looking at, I will be glad to pass it along. We're talking to Dr. B, as we do every Thursday morning. Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer, people's health, about senior health. And today we're talking about thyroid disease. So, Dr. B, before we went to break, we were talking about the difference between hyper and hypothyroidism.
Sure, sure. So hyperthyroidism is really where the gland is too active, so it's producing too much hormone. So when you produce too much thyroid hormone, that can cause a lot of symptoms that kind of excite the body. So it can cause anxiety, nervousness, difficulty sleeping. It can have a lot of effects on the GI tract, so it can cause diarrhea or real frequent bowel movements. But it can also cause some vision changes, muscle weakness, as well as irritability and heat intolerance. And another thing that a lot of people experience first is is tremors, and then also rapid heartbeat. So they feel kind of a rapid movement within their chest. And then, like we had mentioned before, because it controls metabolism, you can have pretty significant and rapid weight loss.
That's hyper. So hyper,
that's hyper.
Means it's overworking.
Yeah, so hypo is when there's too little hormone, so it really kind of causes the opposite of all of those things. So rather than diarrhea, you may have difficulty going to the bathroom or constipation. It can cause depression, fatigue, and then in particular forgetfulness, and then an increased sensitivity to cold rather than that heat intolerance. Some other things that the thyroid can cause some issues with are your cholesterol levels. So that's why it's so important to get checked. It can make your skin real dry. Hypothyroidism causes you to gain weight. So unexplained weight gain is something that needs to be investigated as well.
How do you all go about diagnosing this?
Well, that's the good thing. It's fairly easy to diagnose. So a physical exam is very important because sometimes you can get enlargement of the gland itself. So when you see your doctor and they're kind of pressing on your neck, what they're doing is they're trying to feel if they can actually feel anything in that thyroid area. And then there's a very simple blood test that can be done that actually determines what your hormone levels are. And if they're not in a normal range, then that kind of gives us a clue and can lead to some further investigation.
So hyperthyroidism, when a thyroid gland produces too much hormone, you treat that how?
So you can treat it usually with medications, and one of the medications we use is actually radioactive iodine, which sounds scary, but it's very effective. It's actually because the thyroid uses iodine to make the hormone. If you use radioactive iodine, it actually can get into the thyroid gland and decrease the activity within it. So it's very effective. You may, in certain cases, need surgery to remove the gland if you can't decrease the activity of it. And then what happens if you remove the gland, a portion or even all of it, then you may have to go on lifelong medication therapy to replace that needed thyroid hormone.
So hypothyroidism, when the thyroid gland produces too little hormone, how do you treat that?
So that's actually even easier. So we can replace that hormone that you don't have with a simple pill. And the only difficulty we have there is everyone has different thyroid hormone needs. And so sometimes we have to adjust the medication over a period of time and make sure that your symptoms are resolved and that your blood work is looking good. So that's usually very treatable with a medication.
And what about thyroid cancer?
So very fortunately, thyroid cancer is not very common, but we are seeing an increased incidence of it. Some of that's due to age and some other risk factors that people have. Radiation exposure, in particular, people who have been treated for cancers that use radiation treatment can actually go on to have a problem with their thyroid. But really probably the biggest risk factor is family history. And that can be family history of a thyroid disorder, actual thyroid cancer, or something called a goiter. And a lot of people have heard the word goiter, but really all that means is an enlargement of the thyroid. The key with thyroid cancer is that the symptoms are real variable. Sometimes you can have hyperthyroidism, sometimes hypo. So the symptoms can vary pretty dramatically. So it's real important if you have any of those alterations, you should talk to your doctor about it so you can get checked out.
Dr. B, I thank you, man. You do a lot of good for people that are either seniors or have parents that are seniors. Thank you, sir. Have a good week.
And thanks, Tommy. You too.
Both in week until I talk to you again. You can find out more about People's Health at peopleshealth.com. You can call 1-855-821-2666. And, of course, you can follow People's Health on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. 830.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.